Let's promote our top industry. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. As part of this week's celebration of Tennessee and American agriculture, the farm and forest families of Tennessee held an omelet cook-off at the Tennessee Executive Residence between the four major television stations. And after a hard decision, the judges selected the team from WKRN Channel 2 with the Best Tasting Award. Morning anchor, Dawn Davenport.
I think sometimes we forget when you go to the grocery store and you just pick something off the shelf, you forget it came from somewhere. And, you know, it's really something special when that's something that comes from the state that you live in that you're really proud of. So I love this event. You know, this is my second year to do it, and I think it's really important, and we are certainly thankful. You know, the farmer that spoke to us here before the event said, you know, we have your back. As farmers, we have your back, and I thought that was really kind of a neat message.
Also on the winning Channel 2 team was Cherish Lombard and Paige Hill. Now, the judges also handed out an award for best presentation of omelets, and that went to WSMV Channel 4 to the team of Holly Thompson and Rudy Kalis.
The hard work that they put in every single day, and that's one thing that we truly appreciate, and I don't ever think they get enough recognition. So we certainly salute all of you out there, hardworking farmers, because they're up early with us, sometimes even earlier than we get up, right?
They're really working. We're just running our mouths, that sort of stuff. For them to get up that early, spend all day, 7 days a week, it never takes a break. It's a form of life. It's not just a job. It's a purpose in life, and that's what's wonderful.
And one of the judges for the omelet cook-off was Humphreys County row crop and livestock farmer Eric Mayberry.
Anything we can do to call our attention to agriculture and what we do for on the farm for our consumers and kind of bridge that gap between what we're doing and what they're consuming. I think that's a wonderful opportunity, and this had a lot of people here today. I think more events like this would be good for agriculture to be able to tell what we do.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.